Shalom, and thank you for listening at BethEmmanuel.org. Beth Emmanuel teaches Messianic Judaism for all nations, and we would like to be your long-distance congregation. If you listen regularly at BethEmmanuel.org, consider supporting us with regular financial gifts and become a virtual member. Click on the Support tab at BethEmmanuel.org.
The main question seems to be, where are we going with all of this? I mean here. At Beth Emmanuel, in beautiful, historic Hudson, Wisconsin. And the answer is, hopefully, we are going to the kingdom. Our intention is to create a Messianic Jewish community that reflects the kingdom and its values. And by kingdom, I mean Messianic era, when all flesh will worship the Lord, from Sabbath to Sabbath, and from new moon to new moon. And the nations will ascend to Zion to learn Torah, and the Torah will go forth to the nations from Zion. The kingdom of heaven is a universal kingdom, and it includes the entire world, all human beings worshiping toward God's temple and even offering sacrifice in that temple, which is to be called a house of prayer for all nations. All human beings celebrating God's holy days, celebrating the festivals and the Sabbath. That, assuredly, is the future. The nation of Israel, the Jewish people, will be at the head of peoples, serving in their role as a priest to the nations. And King Messiah will no longer be just the King of the Jews, but the King of the world. This is the first in a series of four teachings that I presented to Beth Emmanuel in honor of our 15th anniversary as a community, which we celebrated in December of 2017. And I delivered this particular teaching, Shabbat Vayeshev, Kislev 28, 5778, corresponding to December 9, 2017. All right, picture this, because this is a picture of the kingdom. God reveals himself to the nations of the world through the agency of the Jewish people. I mean, the whole Bible comes through the Jewish people. In the kingdom, the Jewish people will be the head and not the tail. This is what it says. Occupying the Holy Land of Israel, and King Messiah will be among them in the holy city of Jerusalem, worshiping in the temple. And in this respect, the nation of Israel will be the priestly people to the rest of the world, the bridge, so to speak, a spiritual bridge through which the revelation of God flows. It's in respect to that future reality that Beth Emmanuel endeavors to be a synagogue for all nations, just as the temple will be called a house of prayer for all nations. Our community is intentionally meant to be a synagogue for all nations, but not to the exclusion of the Jewish people or the loss of distinction between Jews and Gentiles. We do our best to maintain that distinction. And one of the things we do to help maintain that distinction is that we give Jewish men and those with Jewish ancestry prerogative and priority in the Torah service. That has always been our custom here at Beth Emmanuel since the very beginning. As it says in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 3, what advantage has the Jew? Or what is the value of circumcision? Much in every way. To begin with, the Jews were entrusted with the oracles of God. And what are the oracles of God? The oracles of God are the scriptures, the Torah, and the prophets. As it says in Romans 9, to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. We recognize Israel and the Jewish people in their role as a nation of priests. That's our posture. In other words, the Jewish people are, to the rest of Yeshua's disciples, what Aaron the Kohen and his sons were to the rest of Israel. That's why it's so fabulous to have a mixed synagogue with both Jewish people and Gentiles present here at Beth Emmanuel. It's a depiction of the kingdom. It's a depiction of the way God set it up to function. a Messianic Jewish synagogue with no Gentiles present, or very few Gentiles present, I think would probably function a lot more smoothly and efficiently than this one. It would be a great way to keep it simple, but it's only in a synagogue environment like this, like Beth Emmanuel, where Gentiles from the nations are present, that we see Israel and Torah functioning as it's meant to function, as a light to the nations. People have a lot of questions about who we are and what we are doing here at Beth Emmanuel. Here's the answer to pretty much all the questions. At Beth Emmanuel, we are attempting to do Messianic Judaism, and not only that, we are attempting to do something that has almost never been attempted, not in the last 1,500 years, and that is to establish a traditional liturgical synagogue, which is like any other synagogue, except that Yeshua is accepted as the Messiah. His message is taught, and his Gentile disciples are welcome, not just as visitors, but as the community itself. That's the short answer to all the questions. To understand the answer, it's necessary to retell a little bit of the story of our community. We began as a synagogue plant from another Messianic congregation, a congregation called Kehelat Sar Shalom. It was a Messianic synagogue in my neighborhood in St. Paul, and at the time, I had been teaching and leading Sar Shalom for just over 2 years, I think, and at the time, Sar Shalom had reached capacity and the founder of the community wanted to divide the community and send half of us off to start a new Messianic congregation, and we held our first Shabbat morning services on the Sabbath of Hanukkah, and some 80 people were in attendance, and that's how it happened, the birth of a new community. Now, out of those original 80, about 20% or so were Jewish or had Jewish ancestry, not a lot. So from the beginning, we were primarily a Gentile congregation, 80% of the 80. So it seemed to me that as a Gentile congregation, we should not start a Messianic Jewish synagogue. And anyway, I felt burned out with the Messianic Jewish movement, and I really didn't want to be leading a Messianic synagogue. Instead, I had this idea that I wanted to try something new. I wanted to start, I called, a Sabbath fellowship, a place for Gentiles to connect with Messianic Judaism, but to do so in a culturally appropriate manner. And in my mind, it was going to be a Saturday morning church where we sang normal church songs and we did all the normal stuff that every normal mainstream evangelical church does on a Sunday morning, but we would include a smattering of synagogue liturgy and we would follow the synagogue Torah portions from week to week and we would follow the Jewish calendar celebrating the biblical festivals along with the Jewish community. And I called this mashup, I called it a Sabbath fellowship. I felt that this format, coupled with the rich teachings that we draw from Messianic Judaism about the Hebrew roots of Christianity, would be very well received and successful because the church is so starved for this type of teaching. But I didn't want to call it a synagogue, and I didn't want to play at being Jewish, and I didn't want to wear a tallit, and I didn't want to use a Hebrew liturgy, and I didn't want to use hardly any liturgy at all, and I didn't want a Torah scroll for sure, or a Torah service. But at the same time, I did see another potential, one that, so far as I knew, no one had ever yet tried, and that had never yet been done, and that was to create an authentic Messianic synagogue. Now, when I say an authentic Messianic synagogue, let me be clear about what I mean. I don't mean that all other Messianic synagogues are inauthentic. What I mean is that it should be a normal synagogue that in every way looks, feels, functions, and worships as a normal traditional Orthodox synagogue would, except that the name of Yeshua is honored, and the New Testament is studied and taught, and the gospel is proclaimed. And, of course, Gentile disciples of the Jewish Messiah are welcomed to worship along with Jewish disciples. I mean, to me, this was the logical goal of Messianic Judaism. This is what I thought Messianic Judaism was before I found out what Messianic Judaism was. I believe that Messianic Jewish synagogues should be real synagogues, not churches in disguise. In the days of the Book of Acts and the days of the Apostles, when Jewish and Gentile believers in Yeshua attended synagogues, they attended normal synagogues. When Yeshua went to synagogue every Sabbath, as it tells us was his custom to go to the synagogue every Sabbath, he went to the traditional synagogue. When the apostles attended synagogue, they went to normal synagogues. When Stephen attended the synagogue of the freedmen in Jerusalem, when Paul attended the synagogues of the diaspora, when the God-fearing Gentiles went to the synagogue, these were all normal synagogues. The only two differences between a first century synagogue and a first century messianic synagogue, the two differences were faith in Yeshua and the presence of Gentile believers who were welcomed as co-religionists. I see Messianic Judaism, the New Testament religion, as simply the religion of traditional Judaism coupled with the revelation that Yeshua is the Messiah and the revelation of the New Testament. At least that's how I see it. That is my sincere conviction. That is what I truly believe. But Messianic synagogues, it seemed to me, didn't seem much like synagogues. They felt more like churches that had some Jewish flavor. I had spent several years attending Orthodox and Conservadox synagogue services, services which I personally found to be enormously enriching, awesome, engaging, and inspiring. I was amazed at how the synagogue service reverences God, pours out blessings to his name, enthrones him on a throne of praise, and dispenses blessings and prayers and spiritual power to everyone in attendance, to everyone who participates, and for the whole community. Something holy. Something powerful, something magical, not about emotions or feelings or goosebumps, but real spiritual transactions transacted in the ancient holy tongue of the Bible, in the language of Moses and all the prophets, in the language of our Master. Moreover, I saw in the Torah service a picture of the kingdom of heaven when the Torah will go forth from Zion. I felt like I saw the Messiah in the Torah service, and I fell in love with all of it and felt that I was finally connecting with God on his terms rather than on my own terms. My experience in the Messianic congregations was completely different. The emphasis was on clap-along worship songs in minor keys, and it was pretty clear that Messianic Judaism did not have much in common with Judaism other than a few cosmetic similarities. And this made me sad for a few reasons. First, it saddened me because more than anything in the whole world, I believe Messianic Judaism has a corner on biblical truth. It's the authentic teaching of the New Testament, the authentic gospel, the authentic Yeshua, the authentic meaning of the faith, the real message of the apostles, but it's so draped in inauthenticity, like children playing cowboys and Indians, or like Joseph in his Egyptian disguise, that it looks, feels, and sounds phony. I'll never forget when I met an Israeli believer, a new believer, at a Messianic event. She was a daughter of a Hasidic rabbi, and she was attending this Messianic event, and there were people dancing and hollering and blowing shofars. And this was her first exposure to Messianic Judaism, and she asked me, she said, "How can they call this Judaism?" So yes, at the time of the formation of this community, I had it in my heart, a vision, a dream to create an authentic Messianic synagogue, a real Messianic community for the sake of the reputation of our Master, for the sake of the reputation of Messianic Jews, and for the sake of the reputation of the apostles, for the sake of the reputation of the truth that we teach. And for one more reason, because I believe that one day all Israel will confess that Yeshua is Messiah and Master. But where will they go? To church? To Messianic synagogues? Do they have to become Christians or Pentecostals? No. I believe that the only difference between a traditional Torah observant Jew and a Messianic Jew should be faith in Yeshua as the Messiah. The only difference between Judaism and Messianic Judaism, in my opinion, should be faith in Messiah and the apostolic ruling regarding the inclusion of the Gentiles. So this was my dream when I first began attending Messianic congregations. But when I saw this situation on the ground in Messianic Judaism, I gave up the dream. I lost the vision. And I started to dream about normal people worshiping in a normal congregation, like any evangelical community, but one which just happened to do so on the Sabbath and the holy days. That was 15 years ago. When I started this community, we took the name Beth Emmanuel Sabbath Christian Fellowship intentionally to distance ourselves from Messianica. We proudly declared on our website, we are not a Messianic synagogue. We are a Hebrew roots Christian community. But God had other plans for us. Let me explain the difference, just as an aside, between Hebrew roots and Messianic Judaism. The Hebrew roots movement is a broad and diverse stream within Christianity, mostly coming out of Protestantism, of Gentile Christians who are interested in the Jewish origins of Christianity and are most often just looking for a place to worship that's more biblically based and Torah-friendly than the church. Some place that meets on the Sabbath and takes the Word of God seriously. These people have a passion for truth. They are, generally speaking, like I said, Protestant, and their love for the Bible has led them to the Sabbath and the Torah, but not necessarily interested in Judaism. Okay, the Messianic Jewish movement, by contrast, the Messianic Jewish movement is a small, tiny stream of Jewish disciples of Yeshua who are trying to preserve continuity with the larger Jewish community and Jewish identity as part of the larger Jewish world and building a future for Jewish believers as Jews. Jewish evangelism is also a goal for most Messianic Jewish congregations. And in some cases, like our own, they see the origin of Jewish authority within the Torah itself. These two groups, Hebrew Roots and the Messianic Jewish movement, these two groups have some similarity, some crossover, but they're coming from different points of origin and heading to different places. When we were beginning Beth Emmanuel 15 years ago, I felt strong sympathies with both. But something happened in those last weeks before our first service 15 years ago. A miracle happened. In the weeks before we started Beth Emmanuel, Aaron Eby showed me a copy of a siddur that he had been working on, and that it was in his heart to write a Hebrew Messianic siddur. And I could scarcely believe that I have found someone who shared my original vision. Just when I was ready to throw in the towel on the dream of a Messianic synagogue, along comes Jewish people who are excited about practicing Messianic Judaism. And this set us on a different course, the path toward expression as a Messianic Jewish synagogue. Not all at once, not at the beginning. At first, we tried to do both. We tried to be both. We tried to do both simultaneously. We would be a church and a synagogue. We would be both liturgical and evangelical charismatic. We would be both traditional and contemporary. We would be both. And we would be happy. And we would all get along. And we would bridge this fundamental fissure of two different visions for the community. And we did. We did both. For 12 years. We tried to be both, but we found it impossible to do both well. It was always a source of friction and contention in the community. And with each passing year, we became more of a synagogue and less of a Sabbath fellowship. So 3 years ago, we made a decision to quit trying to be both. We dropped the contemporary praise and worship service, and we decided to just be a synagogue. So, people ask, why do we place so much emphasis on Jewish synagogue forms when most of us aren't Jewish? And the answer is because here at Beth Emmanuel, that's what we're doing. We are trying to create and conduct a synagogue community. Now, of course, the objection will come up, but most people don't enjoy liturgy. They don't enjoy these long prayer services, and they don't get anything out of them. Well, if you're one of those people, I understand that. And believe me, you have my full sympathy. And I'm very sorry about that. But it's not going to change. So we get this question, why would we do the service in Hebrew? Why is there so much Hebrew? And the answer is the same. Because we are attempting to conduct a synagogue service. And I'll speak more about that in a minute. But to accommodate that problem, the language barrier problem, we've established a unique innovation, sort of a second cantor position, an English cantor, this position in the back of the sanctuary. Moreover, we continue to emphasize Hebrew literacy at the same time, and we will continue to provide English as much as possible. But the goal is to create a traditional Jewish synagogue in which Yeshua is honored and Gentile disciples are welcome and the Torah is proclaimed along with the good news of our master. But the problem is, when a majority of the community isn't Jewish, it leaves them asking, okay, that's fine, but where do I fit into all of this? And the answer is, this is your community. You do fit in. As a Gentile disciple, you fit wherever and to whatever extent you feel comfortable. And I encourage the people of Beth Emmanuel to remember that what happens in the course of our Shabbat morning service is not the whole of Beth Emmanuel. That's just Beth Emmanuel's Shabbat morning service. Beth Emmanuel is not a service, it's people. You are Beth Emmanuel. We are Beth Emmanuel. Beth Emmanuel is your Friday night Shabbat table. Beth Emmanuel is the women's prayer group and the afternoon classes. Beth Emmanuel is Sunday morning Torah school classes with the children. Beth Emmanuel is Tuesdays at 2 at the Mitchell House. Beth Emmanuel is the Wednesday night Bible study. Beth Emmanuel is vinyl night at Janicki's. Beth Emmanuel is loaves and fishes. Beth Emmanuel is the Chevra Kedisha. Beth Emmanuel is the sisterhood. Beth Emmanuel is shared meals from our kitchen, Hudson outreach meals, Hanukkah parties, Passover seders, Sukkah hopping at Sukkot, Shavuot conferences, the prayer team, the prayer list for the sick, visiting the sick, caring for the poor, helping a brother in need, helping a sister in need. Beth Emmanuel is your brothers and your sisters in the Messiah. So much more than just the Saturday morning liturgy. And there are no lack of places to fit in at Beth Emmanuel for those who have a heart to do so. There's good sense to being what you are and what you do well. At Beth Emmanuel, we do synagogue well. There are literally hundreds of praise and worship messianic congregations in the world, but there is only one Beth Emmanuel. We have pioneered and defined what you could call a unique niche, and we should be proud of it. We model an authentic messianic Jewish synagogue because that's who we are here, and that's what we do here, and we do it well. But over the last 15 years, we have also learned some really important lessons. We have learned that the synagogue model, an authentic synagogue, is not the ideal venue for everyone. In fact, it's not the ideal venue for most people. What we do here is not easily obtained, nor is it easily replicated. And to try to do so is not recommended. Don't try this at home. Instead, what we've learned is that there does need to be a Sabbath fellowship version of what we do here. It's not that one was right and one was wrong. Both are right. When we started, I was perplexed about these two possible roads. It's not that one direction was right and one was wrong. Both are right and both are necessary for the future of Messianic Judaism and the growth of the Messianic movement. We need a place like Beth Emmanuel. A messianic synagogue that conducts actual synagogue services should exist. And for whatever reason, that's us. And we should be proud of that. But we have also learned that the messianic community needs culturally friendly expressions of our faith. People need a place of worship that they can attend without feeling like they have walked into a foreign country, without needing to learn a foreign language, without feeling like I don't belong here because I'm not Jewish. There needs to be a non-Jewish expression of this mode of faith. And maybe that's the job for the next 15 years. In the meantime, I'd like to offer sincere thanks and appreciation to everyone who has weathered the storms and stood with us through the transitions, the growth, the change, the development, year after year, Sabbath after Sabbath. To those of you who have been with us 15 years, to those who joined along the way, and to those in the virtual community who listen to the teachings online. May the Lord bless you in the merit and virtue of His Holy Son. In this endeavor together, every one of you is important. Every person is precious. No one is irrelevant. No one is unnecessary. Together, we are a family, brothers and sisters in Messiah, Jews and Gentiles, sons and daughters of the God and Father of our Master Yeshua, children of the Kingdom of Heaven.
Take on my yoke and learn from me and find rest for your souls.